This is Pastor Fred Sykes from the First Baptist Church in Canton, New York, and I am your radio pastor for the day. Some years ago, I was sitting in the office of the local code enforcement officer with a contractor our church was hiring to do a job. The code officer told the contractor that no one under the age 16 could work on the project, and the contractor agreed. I was away when the contractor started his work, and when I came back, I found out that the contractor had employed someone under the age of 16. In other words, he lied to the code officer, who was rightly upset. We expect that people will lie, cheat, and even steal from us in the world. We do not expect someone who is a Christian to lie to us, cheat us, or steal from us. What should we do if they do? What should we do if a believer sins against us? That is what Jesus is addressing in Matthew 18:15-35. The first thing we should do is privately go and talk to the person who has sinned against us. Sin of any sort fractures relationships. So Jesus says in verse 15, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. The idea is that by face-to-face meeting, you can work out the problem. Sometimes this may mean helping the person to see that they have sinned and then that they should repent of the sin. Other times you might find that your facts are incorrect and you were wrong. By dealing with this on a one-on-one privately, you are following Jesus' instructions and seeking to reconcile your relationship with the other person. Ideally, problems between believers are worked out privately. Matthew 18:16-17 tells you what to do if the problem cannot be worked out privately. As a last resort, the issue has to be brought before the church. This would be a matter of church discipline. Jesus' point is that we should resolve sin between believers if at all possible. The second thing we should do if our brother or sister sins against us is forgive them. Peter raises the question of frequency of forgiveness when he asked Jesus in Matthew 18:21, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? You should note that by suggesting seven times, Peter is being generous. The custom of the day was you only forgive three times. So by suggesting seven, Peter is choosing the perfect number, seven, which is more than twice the cultural standard. Jesus' answer is revolutionary. Jesus says not seven times, but 70 times seven. Jesus explains by telling a parable. A king calls his creditors to pay what they owe him. One creditor owed the king 10,000 talents. A talent is about 70 pounds. So you can see the 10,000 talents of, say, gold is an astronomically huge debt. The creditor could not, of course, pay the debt, so the king ordered that he and his family be sold to pay the debt. The man fell before the king and asked for patience and said he would repay. The king was moved with compassion and forgave him the debt. This part of the parable illustrates divine forgiveness. We owe God a debt we cannot possibly repay. What God does for us in Christ is forgive us of that debt of our sin. I think of 1 John 1:9. But there is more to the parable on forgiveness. Jesus says that the man forgiven the 10,000 talent debt went and found someone who owed him 100 denarii. A denarii is a day's wage. He demanded payment, and when the man pleaded for patience and a little time, he had him arrested and put in prison. Word of this got back to the king, who says to the man he forgave, you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant just as I had pity on you? The king was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should repay all that was due to him. Matthew 18:35 says, so my heavenly Father will also do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. Do you remember that phrase in the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6:12? Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Jesus also says in Matthew 6:14-15, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So we need to be forgiving. Finally, note what Jesus says at the end of Luke 7:47. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. Just one question for you. How much has God forgiven you? If you see that God has forgiven you of a lot, then you forgive frequently and easily, and you love generously. I am Pastor Fred Sykes from the First Baptist Church in Canton, New York, and I have been your radio pastor for the day.